Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Inside Vietnam. It's been a while since I start my podcast again because I've been traveling a lot to remote areas in the north of Vietnam to present 16 different libraries of dreams for poor kids in remote areas. In those particular areas, there are a lot of kids who have difficulty accessing schools, and also even if they get to school already, the school conditions are not that perfect, especially they have very little to cope with, to study with. For us to put a library in their schools with over 1,000 titles, especially on arts and creativity and imagination, literature, is a huge gift for a lot of the kids in those areas. So I came back from such a long journey, and I've been reflecting a lot on what people call impact business. 2 days ago, I also participated in a program organized by the United Nations in Vietnam. And this particular program is selecting 30 different impact businesses in Vietnam to provide them with mentorship for 6 months, and also 100 million Vietnam dong to help and support them in this difficult time post-COVID. To continue to thrive and create impact in Vietnam. Working as a judge to listen to all the different pitches from these founders, I have to say that I have to think back to one of the comments that I made in a huge tech summit in Hanoi 2 years ago. And I always share with people that there are always two camps in Vietnam. One camp is the startups that are very commercially driven. And they start up because they want to make money, because they want to be billionaire overnight, because they are after commercial benefits. And they're very commercially driven. They are very smart people. They are very money oriented, and they are very result oriented at the same time. So some of the ideas that they create are phenomenal, and I'm sure that a lot of those startups will succeed in the future. But then there's another camp on the other side, and this camp is the impact business startups, or impact startups, or impact businesses. And this camp include people who have a heart and who want to do the best for the community and the society. And these are the people who would like to change the world to be a better place. Change the world so that there's a better world for everyone, so that we won't leave anyone behind. So their heart is there, their heart is in the right place. The problem is they don't have the commercial skills to actually create an efficient business, a successful business. They don't have the commercial skills to actually develop it and drive it forward. So there's the non-impact camp with great great commercial skill sets, and then there's the impact camp with very little or no commercial skill sets. Those are very clear two different camps in the startup ecosystem in Vietnam. And so I think there shouldn't be two camps. I don't think there should exist two camps. I think all businesses living in this world should have a purpose. And I think that, you know, the world is driven towards not a very good future where environmentally, we're not actually protecting the earth, where waste is just getting bigger every day and may endanger the earth, where we overuse resources, and maybe that's gonna create a very difficult situation for us human beings in the future. So any business that has to be born needs to respond to one of those threats, respond to one of those big problems, sophisticated problems that the earth and humanity is facing. So impact is not something that is created just for the impact businesses or the social enterprises. Impact is something that has to be embraced by any businesses, existing businesses, as well as startups that are creating new solutions to respond to new problems that are facing humanity and the world altogether. So there shouldn't be two camps. There should be one camp, and that camp is the impact business camp. Everything that we do has to be driven towards solving a humanity problem, solving a world problem, a global problem, a global crisis, a Mother Earth problem. That's what I think. And I share that with a lot of different communities in the startup ecosystem of Vietnam, the investment community, as well as the startup community, as well as the government. So hopefully we will not see these two camps anymore. Presently, we are still seeing these two camps. So I'm not very happy about it, but we're all working very hard to try and bring these two camps together. And so with these social enterprises and the impact businesses in Vietnam existingly, obviously, as I said before, a lot of them lack of or have no commercial skill set. So there is a need for us all to upgrade them, to update them, to help train and increase the capacity of these founders so that they can be sustainable, so that their businesses can be sustainable. This is not an easy job. It's a really tough job. And sitting in the jury board of the recent competition for impact businesses organized by the UN, I have to say that again, I am not very, very happy with the quality and the capacity of the founders of these impact businesses as yet, because I think that they have a long way to go, and there's a lot that they need to learn in order to sustain their business. I'm just saying that to sustain their business, I'm not saying to develop their business or scale their business in the future. So that is one pain point that needs to be solved by Vietnam, and probably the best solution that we could do is to bring the impact founders and the commercial founders together, so that they can complement each other and create impact businesses in the future with both a purpose and a commercial skill set to be able to be sustainable. Having said that, I am an angel investor, and I have a portfolio of 24 different companies. Obviously, a lot of them are outside of Vietnam, but some of them are in Vietnam. Probably about one-fifth of my portfolio is in Vietnam. And I have to say that I am an impact investor. So the conditions that I always put forward for all the founders would be, number one, are you making an impact? Are you solving a global problem, a global crisis, a humanity problem? I always start with that, because it makes no sense for me, and there's no meaning for me to continue to engage into the commercial world without creating any impact for humanity or for the world as a whole. So to me, impact investment is the philosophy, should be the philosophy of all investors. And impact is the first condition that I always put forward to look for new projects or new founders in Vietnam. Secondly, I always look at product market fit because a lot of the impact businesses in Vietnam these days are looking at the business in a very limited lens. So they're thinking about solving one issue for one community or one issue for one province or something, sometimes one region of Vietnam only, and they don't have the vision to actually create a product or a service that fits with the bigger market, the national market, the regional market, the global market. And because of that, the third condition is difficult for them to scale, to not only to scale within Vietnam domestically, but also more importantly, it's super difficult for them to scale regionally or globally. Therefore, because of that, the big investors, a lot of the time would not pay attention to these startups, because if you can't scale, if your product cannot fit a bigger market, then obviously it's almost impossible for them to invest their time, their finance, and their effort into helping you to scale up. A part of the reason why investors invest is because they can scale the business and they can create a bigger impact. They can create a bigger return on investment for their money that they invest in. So even though I always say my conditions are impact, product market fit, and scalability, sometimes I also invest just like a charity into some of the local businesses that create impact for small local communities, and just to encourage them, just to support them and nurture their heart, nurture their good purpose, and nurture their cause so that they can be bigger and more impactful entrepreneurs in the future. But to date, I have to say that finding a good startup with a great impact is not an easy thing in Vietnam. So that's all for today. A bit of my emotion and my comment about the impact startup area and also the impact business ecosystem in Vietnam. Hopefully that with the help of a lot of NGOs, with the help of entrepreneurs, and with the help of anyone who has a heart for humanity in Vietnam, we will be able to create better impact founders in the future. We will be able to support impact founders in the future, and more importantly, to increase the capacity to create more impact for their businesses, for their causes, and for Vietnam, and also for the world. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.